Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course. Go.
And that's it. Go. Now, let's do this.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Put my mic on!
And what's going on, everybody? Destruction 101, episode 10. I am your host, Dave Destruction Sturcio, back with another jam-filled episode. And I'm excited to be here. It might not sound it in my voice. I've had such the rough day. I don't know. It's the first time I've had a rough day in a long time. Because I'm always preaching positivity. And don't get me wrong, I'm not shying away from that at all. Because if anything, things are going even better than they were the last time we spoke. But there's just sometimes, you know, you find out that you're human after all, you know, and you still have feelings and you still are affected by a lot of people's negativity and it'll happen. I mean, it'll catch up to you. It'll creep up on you and you just have to barrel through. So that's what I did today. You know, I had a rough day. At work and before work and last night, it's just, you know, it was bittersweet. I'll get into that as I go along. But it was the rough day today, and I decided to do my workout before this recording. So I was in the gym for about 2 hours, and again, I've never felt better as far as my lifting statistics are concerned. The weight's going up as far as poundage, I think. I mean, it doesn't make much sense. I mean, I know muscle weighs more than fat. The scale could be completely jacked up at this gym. I have no idea. They're always trying to con you into getting personal training sessions or something like that. So they probably set it like a couple pounds higher than what you really are. I'm probably sitting at around 252 right now. But again, at one point, when I started back heavy, I was 267. So I am down, but not down where I want to be. I got a lot of goals set. And it's always important to keep mini goals. I always tell that to all my friends who have ever asked me for any kind of advice. And not talking about workout advice, because obviously I'm not an expert by any stretch. But as far as like how to manage your, I guess, expectations, I don't think saying I want to lose 50 pounds in 2 months is realistic. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to level head people, you know, instead of these people that go absolutely apeshit. Thinking that they can lose all this weight. And I'm sure there are ridiculous ways that you can, okay? But I think it's better for you to set a goal like, I want to lose 2 pounds a week or a pound and a half a week. And before you know it, in 20 weeks, you're down 20 pounds. You know what I mean? So it's different, but I that's just my mentality. But anyway, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving ratings and reviews on iTunes. And I still plead with you guys, please do that as much as possible. Create new usernames. I don't give a shit. Do whatever it takes to, you know, to help me out, get noticed on the podcast land, on iTunes world. Right now we're sitting at 24 reviews on iTunes, all 5 stars, which I can't thank you guys enough for. That's awesome. We're coming off a big episode. I mean, I told you, I'm neurotic when it comes to knowing my numbers and knowing my statistics. And I checked last night with Shining Wizards Tony. He said episode 7 and 8 kind of fell off, which it's totally cool. But then episode 9 last week, over 19,500 downloads on that episode alone. So thank you very much. I find out that some of the biggest podcasts only get 10,000 hits a week. You know, I found that out today, this morning, listening to Boomer and Carton. Al Dukes' Boring Podcast, and I'm not calling it a boring podcast because it's boring. That's what it's called. Al Dukes' Boring Podcast only gets around 10,000 to 12,000 downloads a week. So, and he only has the New York area. So I guess, well, that's not true. I mean, well, that's the thing. People may not know who the hell he is. You know, like, if you're not in New York, you might not know who Al Dukes is or Al Hughes or whatever. You might not know who he is, so maybe that's why his outreach isn't that great. But 19,500 downloads last week. Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you guys enough for all the support. It's been overwhelming. The positivity that comes back from this is great. You know, I get messages daily, and this is no joke, and I'm not just blowing smoke up my ass, like, or tooting my own horn or anything to that stretch. And I know I do that from time to time, but, you know, people messaging me daily saying, you know, thank you for the positive voice or thank you for the positive message and yada, yada, yada. Look, I'm not going to sit there and try to say that I'm some kind of motivational speaker because I'm not. But if I can do something to help you on an every week basis, maybe twice a week going forward, who knows? I'm in the talks with a lot of stuff going on. But, if I can help you guys, I will. And if my message and my stories and my comedy helps you out, then great, you know, and I'm happy for that. So thank you guys again for all the downloads and whatnot. Plugs. It is show week, and I always get excited for show week, and this is going to be it's going to be show week for the next couple months for me. It's really getting overwhelming as far as in a good way, overwhelming in the best way possible, that companies are booking me, and we'll get more into that as we go. But this week is show week for my home company, my best of friends, my mentors. WrestlePro is back at the Rahway Rec Center, 6 o'clock on Saturday night, 8 o'clock bell time. Quick shout out to my friend PJ, who bought 7 tickets from me. He has been with me since day one, and it's really been crazy, you know, and like, not to totally sidetrack, but he was in the crowd with me in March of 2012. I went to a PWS indie show. Pat Buck was he just came on board, and he put together this show, and I was there, and PJ said he saw something in my eyes that just said, I need to be here, I need to be out there, I need to be in that ring. So he's been with me since day one. I remember texting him first over the fucking devil that I was dating at the time. I texted him first after the first training session, and I said, my love for wrestling just skyrocketed, and I hope that's the feeling that everybody gets after they leave that first day of training. If you're training to be a professional wrestler, that one day where you're just like, you're taking bumps, and not so much like crazy bumps, but like, you know, you're getting hit. You're just the contact, the brotherhood. It's just the excitement that goes behind it. You know, he's been there since day one, and he just bought 7 tickets for him, his kids, his nephews, his nieces, all sorts of people. An army is coming to support me and to support WrestlePro. So thank you so much. And of course, Jess, she brought her son 2 shows in a row. She's been something else. Very special girl. She's very, very nice, very positive. Always a positive reinforcement anytime I'm down. She's very, very cool, down to earth. She's very dedicated to her kids, dedicated to her community, and it shows. And she's also bought 2 tickets for her and her son to come check me out, come check us out. I say me because it is me. I'm trying. You know, I'm still trying. Like, keep in mind, folks, like, if you're hearing this for the first time, my first match, I sold 154 tickets. 154 people. Every Sturcio under the sun that had a pulse was there, okay? And they supported me, and I had all my friends there, and I had all my family there, extended family, cousins, like fucking second cousins. Everybody that I knew was there. And believe it or not, and this is going to go without saying, but the support will diminish. You know, my second show I had less, and then my third show I had less, and people were just like, the buzz was kind of out of it, and that's the way it went. So for me to be in this, you know, 5 years now, coming up in June, it'll be 5 years. For me to be in this 5 years and people are still hitting me up saying, hey, I want to come support you, that's saying something, man. It really is. And it's really humbling, and it's fantastic that people are out there that still believe in your stuff and still believe that you can do what you do and have a good time while doing it. And they know it because they can see it in your eyes every time you're out there. And this Saturday, I'm going to be dressed to the nines, okay? It's a little different feel for me. It's the last show before Orlando, so we really want to push the fans through the door, and we want to really deliver. And I'm going full suit, man. I'm going full suit, fresh haircut, ready to rock and roll, back on the commentary team with Shining Edward Jackson, who may co-host with me down in Orlando now. We're in negotiations and seeing if schedules work out. But he might come with me down for WrestleCon. I think it would be better off. I think it would be more fun if I got to interact with somebody rather than just talk to myself like I do now. But Yeah, he might come on with me, and I'm excited for that. We'll talk more as it gets closer, but he's another one that just supports me for everything I do, has told me that I have the best voice in wrestling right now, which is, to me, I don't think that's even close to remotely being true, but I appreciate it. You know, I really, truly appreciate everything that Eddie's done. He's in the process of building me a commentary reel so I can start sending it to companies that are looking to expand their product, and there are companies out there. That's something that Buck told me to do. He said, get something together because there's going to be a lot of opportunities. Now, I won't get into all the details as far as the opportunities of what's coming up, but you do the math. You know, wrestling is still a hot commodity, you know, and I've reached out to many promotions and I've got denied, and that's totally cool. But I think that it enhances the product like wholeheartedly. If you have somebody calling the match, you know, and you're watching it on the screen rather than being there live, which obviously we prefer you there live. But I mean, if, you know, if I'm able to sell my voice and sell my knowledge for the sport of wrestling. And yes, I said sport. If you don't think it's a sport, you can go fuck yourself, because it is a sport, because it's competitive and there's athletes. So that translates into a sport. But anyway, so Eddie is, you know, I can't wait to be on commentary with him. We keep hitting home runs every time we're together. It's like a new age Monsoon and Heenan. It really is. You know, he's got the family, and I got the former wrestling experience. Not as good as Gorilla was, but not even close. But, you know, it's that kind of dynamic, and it's really fun. And sorry, my fucking cat.
Are you kidding, bro?
Jesus Christ. Dez is my cat. If you follow me on social media, you probably know how much of a terrorist he is. But he's cool. He's a good dude. But anyway, he likes to scratch everything, by the way. And I believe in declawing cats, okay? My wife is the one that said, like, oh, we can. He'll just be off balance and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, shut up. Just like, I don't want to hear that shit. I had two cats when I was growing up. Neither of them had claws. They were fine, okay? And they were less active. This guy claws at everything. He goes for blood. That's what he goes for. But anyway, yeah, so this week, this Saturday, the Rahway Rec Center, I'm very jazzed up about it. All the regulars will be there. We're all excited to see you guys, the Kathy Hummers, the Friesendorfs of the world, Mike Malario, who's Dylan Stiffwood's number one fan for whatever reason. So, Coach D, sorry. Don't want to break your character like we broke your nose. I'll never forget that. Nobody ever will, so it doesn't matter. Coach D, you know, say what you will about him, but I truly believe in this guy only because he's so passionate about everything, and he's given me so much advice and good critiques and good reviews and all this other shit. So shout out to Coach D. You could see him this weekend as his boys Team España goes for the tag team titles. Now, going into the card just a little bit, you know, not match for match for match, but things I'm looking forward to, obviously, is the tag team gauntlet match, where we're getting a couple new teams. Massage Envy's coming back. Obviously, the Heavenly Bodies are defending their championship belts against, it's a gauntlet. So it'll start with two teams. I believe they're going to be last, which makes sense if they're the champs. I believe that's how it works. Team España's in it, the Beach Bums. The Beach Bums, I actually politicked to a couple people at Battle Club and Wrestlers Laboratory up in the Bronx. I'm trying to get those guys a spot because they deserve it. They're really great dudes, and they're hard workers, and, you know, it's all that good stuff. I'm sorry, I'm, like, distracted by this stupid cat. They're hard workers. They're always at practice every time I'm there, so, I mean, that just, and I'm not there a lot anymore. I go when I can, and, you know, they're hard workers. They're dedicated. They believe in their gimmick, and their gimmick is over, and it's just one of those things where it worked. You know, you got a stoner, you got a muscle, and you got a Brody. Speaking of Brody, shout out to him, who's trying to link me up with a sponsor for this podcast. And I would, obviously, it's been something I've been working on, episode 10 now, and we got a lot of listeners. So if that sponsor's listening, you know, I think that it would be a good investment for you. I mean, I got a lot of people listening, and a lot of people are eat the way I do. So maybe if that gives you a hint that we can make something work, that'd be great. But anyway, yeah, so the tag team gauntlet match, it's featuring as I look into the old card here. I know I had it. Yeah, here we go. The Beach Bums, Massage Envy, The Bodies, The Graysons, who I can't say enough about. Those boys can fly, and it's just a pleasure and a privilege to call their matches because they're just so electric to watch those guys go. And obviously, Team España. So that should be fun. Joey Ryan comes back for the first time since his surprise appearance at the Starland Ballroom, where he distracted Brandi Rhodes, Cody Rhodes, got involved in that little love triangle. So now, you know, obviously in Orlando, you have Joey Ryan versus Brandi Rhodes. But before that, Joey Ryan's going to have to go through Beefcake Charlie. And let me tell you something, Beefcake Charlie is on a tear as of late. He's one of those guys that, again, hard worker, a great dude overall. Like, he's just one of those guys where it just, he's funny as shit. He's one of my best friends in the business, and he's, you know, I hope to God that he delivers, and I think he will. Matt McIntosh taking on Shark Boy. So if Matt McIntosh wasn't sick of gimmicks yet, guess what? There's more. So he's got Shark Boy. If you remember Shark Boy, he's been around the block. So that should be interesting. As of right now, Chris Payne is scheduled to face Tommy Dreamer. So I'm excited for Chris Payne. And obviously the big one for the belt, Anthony Bowens, the new reigning defending champion for WrestlePro, takes on Bobby Wayward in a ladder match. So I'm very excited about that. Very scared for them. There's also a triple threat match involving Craven, Nikos Rikos, and Falaba. And there's also a match where I'm kind of scared. I'm scared of the match because I just don't know what to expect. But it is the Hit Squad and Homicide taking on the owner and founder of WrestlePro, Pat Buck, along with Too Cocky, Kevin Matthews, and Mario Bacara. So that rounds up the lineup. I mean, obviously, there's a lot more in store for that show. And I'm, as I said, very, very excited for it. It's one of those things that we really promised to deliver because we have to. You know, we got to keep the momentum going. And speaking of momentum, and this kind of segues into a very, not emotional topic, but a very proud topic. Just recently, and we all have seen this on social media, three individuals from WrestlePro were given a chance to succeed down in Impact Wrestling. I was calling it TNA for a little while. I heard they dropped the moniker, so no more TNA. Impact Wrestling. One being Kevin Matthews, another being Mario Bacara, and the other one being Falaba. Now, when you talk about three guys that have been around the block and have really scratched and clawed their way in professional wrestling, these three are it. Kevin, so much as, you know, he sometimes you would say that he burned bridges because of his mouth, and I just chalked that up into immaturity, and that was back then. You know, he did a lot when he was first signed. You know, he was in WWE. He had a contract. He was ready to rock, and that, you know, kind of politicked his way out of there, and he knows it, and he went on with the Bill DeMott stuff, and, you know, he really got over in that sort of sense where people were behind him, and he's always been gifted. He's always been talented. I mean, he's 6'5", 260. He looks the part. He can go in the ring. I've been in the ring with him one-on-one, and I beat him, just so you know. But, you know, he's just been going for so long. And if anybody deserves this, you know, he built a relationship with Jeff Jarrett when he was up here for Global Force Wrestling for that whole, there was an invasion angle. But before that, you know, Jarrett came up. And, you know, he held a seminar and just made his connects up here. And that's where, you know, Falaba and Mario come in. You know, they got the stamp of approval by another wrestler on the Impact Wrestling roster. So, like, here are three guys that have been really busting ass lately. And I can't say enough about a guy like Fala and a guy like Mario. Especially Mario, because there's been times where I wanted to quit wrestling and just because I was just so upset about something that's happening outside of wrestling, and he's been the one to straighten me up. He is, like, between him and Moff, you know, not breaking too much kayfabe because Moff is on a tear right now, but between those two guys, they have helped me so much and gone leaps and bounds just to go out of their way to make sure that I was okay. You know, like, when I was down with the injury, Moff would text me every day. You know, he said things like, you know, tough times don't last, tough people do. You know, every day he would tell me that. And Mario Bacara, he knew I was, like, hitting a depressed wall at one point. And he was the one that said, you know what? Once you step through the ropes, everything that's outside the ropes gets left outside the ropes. And when you're in the ring, you deliver. And I did. I cleaned it up. You know, when I got into the ring, I forgot all about all my bad shit. So those guys, you know, and Fala, I mean, you can't say enough about this guy, only because obviously his body of work is just phenomenal. He's been doing this for a long time. He can move like nobody else. Like, it's kind of astonishing if you think about it. If you think about the things that he does, it's just, it goes above and beyond anything that anybody can do with a man his size. And it goes noticed. You know, Jarrett sees this. He sees a lot of promise in the guy. You know, and they're all, three of them are all young enough to start right now. If they needed the fresh start right now, it can happen. What I don't like out of this was, all right, so here's the deal. So they're down there. Obviously, the dirt sheets, they report shit all the time. You know, here's who's down there right now. And pictures are surfacing. So people are taking pictures of what's going on and sending them to the internet. And rightfully so, from everybody that I know in WrestlePro, and just if you're associated with these three guys, you're proud of it. You're excited about it. You're excited, one, selfishly, because this just shows you that Impact Wrestling is on the rise where, you know, there could be more opportunities for people. So this is a good thing all around. And it's mind-numbing and mind-blowing when somebody can shit on it. And I read one thing on Twitter that rubbed me the wrong way. It did. It's to the point where I was like, and I know the guy. And I don't get his logic. I don't get his mentality. Sometimes, you know, when you think you're involved in wrestling, you know, in any way, you get ahead of yourself. You get like, I'm the shit. And you're not even a wrestler. You're not. You're a fan. You know, and the tweet read, and I'm going to say it right now, because I don't really care. I truly don't, because I think it's enough's enough. Shut your mouth. You know, it doesn't make any sense for you to shit on it when your closest friends would love to be there. Would love to be in the spot that Fala, Mario, and Kevin are in. So the tweet goes, quote, sign to Impact Wrestling and upload photos from the tapings to a gallery on Facebook so people know you work there now. That's a straight shot, man. That's a shot to the people that were really proud of what was happening. And I'm not trying to put a damper on the situation, because guess what? Your little tirade on Twitter doesn't matter, because Kevin Matthews has locked a 2-year contract with Impact Wrestling. Fala Ba and Mario Bacara are probably next, if I had to guess. So these guys are going to be successful in the world of pro wrestling. And you got the gall to, I guess that's the cool thing to do, upload photos. Yeah, it is the fucking cool thing to do. It's awesome. These guys are proud of what they've done. I'm proud of what they've done. I put up a picture on my Facebook, and then I posted it on the WrestlePro Facebook and got great feedback. Of just being a motivational Monday, seeing three guys succeed on television. And we haven't even seen them yet. This is all just hearsay. And this is all just stills and photos. Wait until they're on TV, man. Wait until they're on TV and they're kicking ass. It just boggles my mind that people would shit on that. Or one person. I didn't see anybody else say anything negative, to be honest with you. So if you're into that, just plugging away at negativity, I mean, that's on you, man. But I just don't think that's the way to live a life. I think you should practice being a better human. Be a better dude. Be happy for people. You know? Maybe I'm totally in the wrong. Who knows? But yeah, so congratulations to my three friends for being down there and kicking ass. And I hope to God they're back. I know Kevin will be, but I hope this opens up doors for everybody else. I truly do. The Bowenses, the McIntoshes, the Chris Paynes, my friends, the Mees. Move over Josh fucking Matthews, okay? There's opportunities that can arise. You never know. And I pray to God, you know, and I'm not a religious man, but like, I pray to God that my boys get their break, because they deserve it. That goes for anybody in professional wrestling that's been good to me. I think Pat deserves it. Pat, I know Pat's busy, but shit, man, put him on Impact Wrestling as well. Why not? And that wasn't what's bothering me today, by the way. That's just like one of the things. It's in my notes to talk about the negativity that came from that. But again, congratulations to my friends. Now, we're also 26 days as I record this from WrestleMania, which means we're 23 days away from Orlando and WrestlePro. It's getting close. It's getting exciting. I'm very pumped about it. I'm pumped about my podcast that gets to go up on April 1st. Again, don't know how that's working out. I don't know how it's going to work per se, but I'll talk to the people when I get down there. Or maybe I'll shoot them an email a little closer to the date and just say, hey, listen, what do I do? Where do I go? It's a lot cooler. Speaking of cooler, things that have been happening for me. First of all, Friday and Monday, this past Friday and just last night, I did more basketball games. And I can't express the thanks I have for Howard Gaber, John Kelly on the HSG Network. Those guys have really let me live some serious, serious dreams. Like, to be broadcasting a sports game live as it happens is like a dream come true. It really is. I understand it's high school basketball and, like, there's not much recognition. But guess what? We had 300 viewers the other night live as it was happening. So people were watching, you know, and you would only hope that it translates into something better. Who knows? But that's just been so goddamn cool. I mean, it really is. Oh, sorry, Payne. I just said goddamn, and he hates that. Oh, I said it again. GD. Say GD. I got you. So it's just been awesome, and I hope that more opportunities open up. Between that, NJ Sports Media, I'm excited to start that, which is starting up real quick. This is a lot of cool shit. But I guess the coolest shit that I've done over the last week was Saturday. Now, last week I said on the podcast that I was potentially going to be with Ryback at the big event. Well, potentially turned into, yes, you're going with him. It wasn't just, I wasn't a vendor, okay? I didn't spend a dime, except for tolls, getting there. I picked up Ryback at his hotel around 9 o'clock in the morning for a 10 o'clock call time, have you, for the big event. Which, by the way, I've never been to any of these things, and it was like the who's who of wrestling. And like a buddy of mine texted me like, which legends are there? I'm like, oh, you know, like every legend ever? Yeah, they're here. Like, it was insane. But before I get into that, you know, I pick up Ryback 9 o'clock at his hotel. I go into the lobby. He asked me, you know, he knows who I am. So it's not like I'm Mr. Fanboy again. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, hey, what's up? You know, you ready to rock? And he's like, yeah, I'm hungry. No shit. Like, okay, no shit. There's a continental breakfast at his place, and I said, you know, if you want to grab something to eat now, you can take it with you, whatever you want. And then he's like, I want McDonald's, which kind of threw me off. I was like, he's going to eat McDonald's? But what he ate at McDonald's is another story. You know, we get to the drive-thru, and he's like, give me 7 egg white sandwiches with sausage. I'm like, holy shit. Like, he's like, you want anything? I'm like, nope. I had myself an ISO-hungry protein shake, you know, putting his product over. And, you know, so we get to the event. It's so packed already. And first of all, I parked in this spot where I was like, he told me, he's like, you could park there. You could definitely park there. I parked there last time. And I'm like, this is not a spot. Like, there's no way my car is going to last the entire day without getting towed, hit, scratched, whatever. So we parked there, and a shuttle bus comes, like, literally, no bullshit, like 2 feet from clipping the back bumper of my car. And I'm like, I look at him, I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. This is not good. The shuttle driver opens up his door, and maybe Ryback will talk about this next week on Conversation with the Big Guy with Pat Buck. He opens up his like side door and he's like, you can't park there. And Ryback's telling him, he's like, no, we're good. I parked here last time. We're all good. He's like, no, can't you read the sign? Can't you read the sign? And Ryback's, no, I can't fucking read. Sorry. You know? Just gets in the gimmick right away. And it's just, you know, it's almost as if he should have hit his head and said, stupid, or whatever, but he didn't, which would have been fucking gold if he did. But I walk in there. And I walk into this thing and, you know, people, it's really cool, man. Like, you know, Jay Silva texted me. He's like, oh, did you have fun carrying his bags? Yeah. I had the fucking time of my life, according to Ryback. He put me on his Snapchat asking me if I'm having a time of my life. And I said, yeah, because I'm a big fucking mark. So I did that. So I was on his Snapchat story for 24 hours. So that was fun. But the event itself was just really cool, man. Like, it's just the who's who, like, right across from me. And this is, like, it blew me away. I mean, there's, first of all, Mike Tyson, Bret Hart, and Sting are upstairs. So I know I'm never going to have a chance to meet them because I'm with Ryback the whole day, sitting next to him, helping him out. So those guys are upstairs. But, like, as I'm walking around, it was just too hard not to be, like, a fanboy for, like, a second. Like, guys like Jimmy Hart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, guys walk right by me. And then, like, I see the great Khali, who's, like, fucking 9 feet tall. You know, he's just skyrocketed over me. Then I see the Boogeyman. And then, I've met the Boogeyman. But then I see the Godfather, and I met him before. Then I see the Rock's father, you know? Rocky Johnson is there. And Tony Atlas, who I've met time and time again. I've actually been in a match involved with Tony Atlas. But, you know, just... Again, stars from Ring of Honor are there, but right across from me was Corey Graves. And Corey Graves is, I think he's a fresh, great voice for Monday Night Raw. I don't really get into 205 Live a lot, and I heard it's really good, and I just haven't given it the time yet. But Corey Graves is one of those guys where I'm like, that's where I want to be. He was dealt a shitty hand as well. You know, his concussions case, you know, came down and they graced him with an opportunity, and he took that ball and fucking ran 99 yards, okay, for the touchdown. And he's embracing that role completely, and I can't give it up enough for him. So he comes over to, because keep in mind, a lot of these people haven't seen Ryback since he left. So a lot of the people are saying hello, like fucking Tatanka. Was there. And I know, you know, Sam Roberts' co-host would love that one. Tatanka was there. Like, oh, by the way, Godfather halfway through went to the bathroom, came back as Papa Shango. True story. So I'm surprised he didn't come out as like the fucking prize fighter too at the end, like whatever it was called. I forgot. What the hell was he called? Not Karma. Congo? No. What the fuck was he? I don't know. I'm like drawing a blank. But, Kama Mustafa. There you go. So anyway, as I said, who's who of wrestling. We're sitting next to Ashley Massaro, and she remembers me from Brooklyn, and so we're shooting the shit. And so Corey Graves comes up, and you know, he hasn't seen Ryback in 6-7 months. They catch up for a minute, and then right as Corey Graves is about to leave, I said, you know, like in my head, I'm like, listen, I can't be one of those guys that go up to every wrestler and introduce myself. I mean, yes, it's a great way to network, but you don't want to be annoying. That's why I don't take pictures with these people, you know, and we'll get more into that as you know, I'll tell you in a second. But, you know, so Corey Graves is done shooting the shit with Ryback, and I stand up and I shake his hand. I said, Corey, man, nice to meet you. I'm a big fan of yours, and I think you're doing a great thing with the position that you have. And he's like, you look crazy familiar. And I'm like, well, no. Like, we've never met. He's like, no, you just got one of those faces? And I'm like, well, I train under Pat Buck, and I work for WrestlePro. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, you're on commentary. And I'm like, what? Like, how the fuck do you know this? You know, so I texted Pat on the way home. I said, dude, how does Corey Graves know who I am? And he's like, Corey Graves is a big indies guy. He likes watching indies. He follows. He's like, some of the guys on the roster follow big time on the indies. I guess when you come from there, you follow it. Like, you would wonder if, like, guys like Daniel Bryan or something like that, like, follow the indies vividly because that's where they made their money before they got signed. But anyway, so Corey Graves knows who I am. So that was fun. But the day is just, it's cruising by. Ryback's making a killing. He's doing great. Greeting fans are just, I love the fans. I do. Some of you people just need to learn how to talk to people. Like, you walk up to Ryback and you're just like, hi, Ryback. Oh, man. Could you come back? You know, it's like Ryback's looking at me like, who the fuck? Are you fucking kidding? You know, like, learn how to talk to people. I understand you're starstruck, maybe, but like, just talk. Use your words. You know, it's not hard. But, yeah, the whole day just went off with just a bang. And I saw Bob Murlin, I don't know how to say his last name, and I apologize. But I put him over big time because not only is he at the TNA tapings 2 days before, he's at this one, and he's going back to TNA, like, Impact Wrestling. He's just everywhere. I said, Bob, don't stop. That's my moniker for him. Bob, don't stop. And he sits there. He's like, hey, let me get a picture of you too. I'm like, what? I'm like, I get it. You want to take a picture of Ryback? Well, don't take a picture of me. And he's like, no, let's get you both. You know, I'm like, oh, man, all right. So he takes a picture of me. And, you know, he hits me up as I, you know, at the end of the day, he's like, hey, picture came out great. We'll send it over Monday. And I'm like, super, you know, and I forgot all about it. So he sends it to me yesterday and I sent it to Ryback, you know, because obviously I've been in contact with the guy since we left. Because there was, you know, there had to be communication as I'm trying to, you know, pick him up and shit. So I send it to him. I'm like, look at this fucking mark with Ryback as a joke. And he posted it on his fucking social media. And I had no idea because I went to sleep. I woke up and all of a sudden it says, Ryback tagged you in a post on Instagram. And I'm like, wait, well, no, don't tell me this. And he posted it and he said that Dave Destruction had as, quote, the time of his fucking life, according to a phone conversation he had with Mark for Life. So that really popped me. And then Mark for Life puts a heart emoji, you know, in the comments. It just, to me, like, if you asked me, if you told me that this is what I was going to be doing in 2017 when I started in 2012, I'd tell you you're nuts. Because when Pat told me that he was, you know, best friends with Ryback, you know, you believe it. And then I met Ryback in December of 2012 when Pat took me down to Trenton. And, you know, I said nothing to him. What am I going to say to him? I'm like, I have nothing to say. But now you really, like, you get into a conversation with the big guy, no pun. I guess there is a pun because that's actually what happened. We talked all day. So it's like the dude is just so down to earth and he's so passionate about his supplement line that I brought it up to him. I brought it up to him and I said, listen, I know my social media following is probably not as strong as what you'd like, but I did send an application. He goes, oh, I know. And I'm like, oh, all right. He's like, you got the code, right? And I'm like, no, I didn't get the code. He's like, no. He's like, you're kidding. And I'm like, all right, I swear to God, I didn't get the code. He's like, we sent it to you immediately. I knew who you were, so I sent it right back. And I'm like, I didn't get shit. So he gets on his phone, and he texts whatever, marketing manager or whoever, social media, whatever. And the girl gets back to him, and she says, no, we sent the email to him, and it wasn't opened. So he looks at me, he goes, check your junk. I'm like, check your junk. Okay, junk mail. So then I check, and there it is. And it was literally like a day after I sent in the application. So I could have had a head start on this, but I am officially a brand ambassador for Feed Me More Nutrition. And so it's at feedmemore.com. If you go to it and check out the supplements at checkout, put in the code DAVES10, you'll get 10% off. And I know people who have already ordered. Thank you for that. But really, thank yourself because it's going to change you. Between the supplements, you know, the big guy test booster has really got me energized to no extent. Like, there's no end to my energy all day. It really, and on top of that, you want to add the, you know, the protein is just so, it's the purest stuff you'll have. It disintegrates in your shaker bottle. Like, it doesn't foam up like a lot of proteins do. Like, it is so potent and so strong and so clean, you know. So I know everybody's always looking for that cleanest form of protein. And that's it. So, I'm a brand ambassador now. That's fucking awesome. There's just endless stars. Oh, before I go to break. So it was a great day, obviously. Time of my fucking life. Yeah, Craig Karsh, the big deal, Craig Steele, hits me up. He texts me. He's like, is this the best day of your life? So I texted him. I'm like, are you kidding? The SWF is here. Yeah, it's the fucking time of my life. So that's my one shot at whoever. I don't really care at this point. So So I sit down originally, and who do I sit next to? You talk about pro wrestling for me coming full circle. I'm talking full circle. I'm with Ryback to my right, and to my left, literally knee to knee, like his right knee is touching my left knee, is Sid. And I'm talking, like, the man is a fucking ox. He's a monster. He's like 6'10". He's huge. He has to keep getting up to take photos with fans, and he is bulldozing me over. And every time, my bad. Oops. Whoopsie. You know, I'm just like, it's no big deal. But when I say full circle, that first show that I saw that Pat Buck was a part of, Sid no-showed the event, and he let everybody hear it, and, like, he fucking called Sid on his cell phone, raised his cell phone up, and we all left him a nasty message. And talk about full circle, man. I'm sitting next to Ryback, hanging out with him, and I got Sid to my left. So, yeah, great day. It's just one of those things where I drove home with, like, this big, stupid, shit-eating grin on my face. And after this podcast, after I get done recording tonight, I won't put up the classic selfie of me, you know, taking, you know, selfie of me, you know, doing my podcast. Tonight, I'm going to release to the social media world a picture of me and Ryback. And I don't really care. I mean, at this point, it's like, dude, you're going to make fun of me, make fun of me. You know, it's not like I fucking have a crush on the guy. It's he's an inspiration. You know, at one point, yeah, I liked him as the wrestler Ryback in WWE. But getting to know him, picking his brain, seeing his passion, like, it's just one of those things where he's a fucking awesome dude and he's a good guy to know. And I thanked him so much, you know, for letting me do this. And he thanked me even more. You know, he said, you know, it's good to have you around. And like, that makes you feel good. Like, I wasn't some fucking mark who was trying to take like secret selfies or some shit like that. You know, I wasn't trying to impress him with anything or just, you know what I mean? Like, it was just really laid back, cool atmosphere. It was just a good fucking day. The time of my fucking life. We're going to go to break right now. But when we come back, we'll have Geno Gotz's week 2 kicked in the head. We'll follow it up with some Fastlane, some Raw talk, some WWE aspiring wrestlers who decide to talk shit about the WWE, which is always the smartest thing to do. And we'll do some NFL, and yeah, we'll just cover a lot more shit. We'll be right back.
Feed me. Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me more.
What do you say? Welcome to another edition of Kicked in the Head with your host, Geno Gotz. Now this week I want to talk about a special holiday edition with St. Patrick's Day looming. Now, you know, you potato eaters, that St. Patrick was Italian. But anyway, that's what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the Belmar Day festivities, where it should be a bunch of Swaggle's little cousins, a bunch of feisty-paced drunk botanas having a good time. But no, we got these little tough guys walking around wanting to start a fight with everybody, but not wanting to get their hands dirty. What I mean is, they go to the biggest dog at the bar, and they start a fight with him. Why do they do this, you ask? Because they know that the bouncer is 2 feet away from him, and he's not going to let anything happen to that little guy. Look, tough guy, if you want to be a man, go right up to that big dog, smack his girl in the ass, give him the finger, take him out in the parking lot, and bash his brains in with a crowbar. Then we'll see what kind of tough guy you are then. I'm Geno Gotz. This has been another edition of Kicked in the Head. Anytime you want to contact me, you just head up the Twitter machine, Geno_Gotz. And remember, folks, you're only as good as your last envelope, so keep that hustle rolling.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Piggybacking off of that, Geno, the Belmar. I was invited by Craig. He's like, You coming down? I'm like, what? No, I'm 31. And Craig's older than me. But I was like, I cannot tolerate that anymore. Those days are behind me. I'll go to the bar and pound beers with the best of them. But I will not go out on these amateur nights. And it really sucks this year that St. Patrick's Day falls on a Friday. So in the event that I wanted to go out, you got the morons that are down there. And they are. They're a bunch of tough guys. They all want to start fights. They all want to start trouble. Why? Because they want to show they got the biggest balls in the room. And that's not the... I'm telling you, like, that's how you get yourself hurt. And I've dealt with plenty of Guidos in my time. And you know what the worst part is? Everybody's fucking Irish all of a sudden. So it even gets worse. So now the Italians are trying to be Irish. The Irish are being more Irish. And then, you know, even black guys are fucking rocking beards and shit and top hats. You know, like, everybody's Irish. And it gets out of control. And I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan of going down there. I mean, when I was working for WB Mason, man, I had my route was down the shore. So I would be stopping at Bar A. And thank God it was in the off season because I just didn't. I wanted no part of it. No part of it. There's just a bunch of douchebags. I can't stand it. So anyway, welcome back. What was I going to get into? Oh yeah, okay. So a little WWE talk. Clearly, you know, a lot of hate was spewed all over the WWE universe on Sunday night. Now, I had my buddy Greg over. We're watching the pay-per-view. And I'm looking at this pay-per-view from top to bottom. And I'm like, there's a couple matches that look like they could stand out. And the ones that I said would stand out did stand out. Otherwise, I felt like Fastlane was like just a glorified episode of Monday Night Raw. And, you know, with segments and this, that, and the other. It was a little weird feel, but they knew what they needed to accomplish. They needed to find a champion. They needed to find something to go down in the Roman Reigns match, which I still don't understand now. And now that we all have watched Raw, what is going on? Is it Roman and Taker one-on-one and Strowman's just going to go away? Or is that going to be a triple threat match? Can Taker get in a triple threat match? You wonder. You know, it remains to be seen. But that wasn't the hate upon hate. No. It was even worse because, like I predicted, if you want to go back an episode or two to find out my predictions on Fastlane with the Goldberg and Kevin Owens match, I said it was going to be a 20-second squash. I may have said 40 seconds, whatever, off by fucking 20 seconds. I said that was going to happen. It makes sense. Now you have Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho set up for WrestleMania. And you have a belt involved. You have the United States Championship, which maybe they can bring credibility back to in this feud. And then you put the belt on Goldberg to take on Brock Lesnar. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, well, the winner of that match, no matter what, is a part-timer. Here's the thing. First of all, if you're in professional wrestling and you're trying to, like, you're aspiring to be in the WWE or a success in general, I highly, highly recommend that you don't shit on the product. And not once have I said a bad thing in 5 years about something that I disagreed with, or even if I did, there's things I disagree with. I disagree with Roman going over clean on Strowman. I disagree with that, but it happened. Am I going to go to the internet and, oh, I can't believe this. This is bullshit. Oh my God. You know, I'm not going to do that. And then, like, you know, again, like a podcast that I support and they're my buddies now, Over the Top Rope. You know, one of the guys training to be a wrestler is still on the other side of the guardrail. You have to choose now. You got to choose. If you're going to be a wrestler and you want to try this, you got to hop the guardrail and train. And forget about your podcast, for now at least. Train. You know, you can't do both. You can't play both sides. Not this time. You know, saying like, I'm going to go train. I'm going to training tonight. Man, am I sore? Great. And then your next status is, well, Raw is trash. Like, you're contradicting your goals. And then you got the White Knights coming in out of nowhere saying, well, you know, WWE, if you think, you know, that's the only place to go, you're wrong. No shit. My boys are down at Impact Wrestling. Clearly, there's other ways to get into pro wrestling and succeed. But I just feel like you're going about it the wrong way. You are, my man, you are 2 weeks into wrestling training school at wherever you are. I think it was Ace, which, again, I don't even know the trainers up there. But, and if I can't, like, list the trainers, then I'm sorry. I mean, I know a lot of wrestling, and I know where a lot of trainers and who trains who. You know, if I can't name your trainer, then there's probably something off, or maybe I'm just a little uneducated. I didn't even know Ace had a school, to be honest. I swear to God. It's not a knock. If they're successful, good. Good for them. I hope they are. But, again, You gotta choose your battles, man. You can't be that guy that says like, ah, you know what? I'm gonna shit all over the product. I'm gonna just be a mark boy the entire time. Can't do it, man. Sorry. Ugh. But anyway, I like where they're going with WrestleMania right now. I think it's interesting. I think the whole build up with Rollins trying to get back to WrestleMania. Do I think he's already ready? I think he is. But I mean, the build is gonna be great. Here is a guy busting his ass just trying to get there. Triple H warning him, don't come here. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things where it's a cool build. You know, the matches are going to play out themselves. I mean, Neville now taking on Austin Aries, that might be a match. Like, how cool is that? Again, I might be in the minority as far as saying that I'm enjoying everything. And I do. It's either going to be Orton and Bray or Bray and AJ. And I'm assuming it's going to be Orton and Bray because of the segment they did last week, which was awesome. You don't see shit like that no more. You really don't. It was different, and it was refreshing, and I loved it. But again, if you're trying to get into this business, man, A, develop a thick skin. B, stop shitting where you eat or you want to eat. So yeah, that's that. Well, we were going to do the live for five. I don't think I'm going to do it again. It's one of those things where I just, you know, I have to really focus on what I want to do with every episode. And so not episode 10. We're not going to do live for five because last time live went for 25 and then I just had to delete it anyway. It was just a waste of time for everybody. So we'll do that next week, I promise. Episode 11, along with what I'm going to do is I am going to get audio from this week. I will interview some of your favorites before and after their matches, pre-show, post-show, stuff like that. I will air it all next week on the podcast. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about Tier 1 and Battle Club Pro going head-to-head. And there goes my cat again, knocking over his ball. Yo, hey. Fucking guy, man. He's just out of control. He's probably telling me, like, feed me. But anyway, so yeah, Tier 1 and Battle Club Pro. I'm very excited about this joint show. It's now a weekend for me. So honestly, if you're listening to this and you want to provide Dave Destruction with a bed for Saturday night, please let me know. I'm sorry, Saturday night. Because Saturday is the Tier 1 and Battle Club combined show in conjunction with Evolve. So we're all going to be there for that. And then the next day in Brooklyn is the Tier 1 with Evolve. So it's just a great weekend of professional wrestling. I don't think I ever get burnt out of this shit, especially when I get to see guys that I've never seen before. I'm always on the look for new talent and hungry people. It's not like I'm an agent or anything, maybe just Chris Payne's. But other than that, like I just try to market my boys. So if you're good and you deserve a shot, then I'm going to politic for you. And I'll tell the owners and the powers that be that this is the kind of guy that needs a shot. And for whatever reason, they listen to me. So I'm actually in good with the owners and the promoters of these promotions. And I think that it's always good for everybody as far as a networking thing. And, you know, it's funny because I help out people, like basically the old catchphrase, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And that's what's been happening. So again, a good way to cross promote. Now, as we wrap up this show, I do want to touch on some sports that's coming up. The NFL Combine came and went. The 40-yard dash was broken. Unbelievable. 4.22 40-yard dash. I mean, shit. You talk about lightning fast. And I heard he came up a limp after that, so hopefully he didn't do anything by running that fast. The Combine's hard to really judge people. I mean, look, You're finding out if they're quick, if they're accurate, if you're a passer, if you're a receiver and you're running routes. Like, it's all like the broad jump and the 225 bench reps. And, like, it's great. The combine's awesome. But really, does it really test, you know, if you have football knowledge in you? You know, like, that's why, like, Dak Prescott fell to the fourth round. Like, yeah, he had a decent combine. But one thing that you can't measure is his intangibles and composure. You know, he stood out. So therefore, Dallas now has a quarterback for the next 10 years at the minimum, you would think. But, you know, the combine, I think, is hard to rate a player. I understand, like, yes, if somebody goes nuts with, you know, 40 reps at 225, you're like, this guy's an ox. He needs to, his stock just rose. But, like, I feel like if you're not caught up to NFL speeds, it's going to be hard to really. You gotta study a lot of film on these guys rather than just see how fast they can run. So that's just that. But free agency, my favorite time of the year, even though Dallas never does anything. But free agency starts on Thursday, as you're listening to this. So it's tomorrow at noon. Free agency starts where all the free agents can sign with whoever they want if they're unrestricted. Dallas is going to lose a lot of players. They're also going to try to sign back a couple players. There's some notable names on the free agent market right now, Adrian Peterson being one of them, and the Giant fans need to stop thinking that Adrian Peterson's going to come to New York for anything less than $14 million a year, okay? And you can't afford that right now, so that's not going to happen. He's not going to take a pay cut. There's rumors, I'll take a pay cut to go play with the Patriots. I get it, all right? You want to win? Fine. You go to New England. They always find a way to win no matter who they have on their roster. It's disturbing, and I hate it. So, Tom, if you're listening, I hate the Patriots. Jess, if you're listening, I hate the Patriots. It's not that I hate them. Like, I have like this rivalry with them where they've broken my heart, because they haven't. I just can't stand the fact that they win every year. Not so much the Super Bowl, but just like they're always in it. And I guess kudos to the coach and the ownership for getting the right guys in place. But anyway, you know, Dallas will make some moves. Another notable, Jamaal Charles. The guy's coming off injury again. It's hard. I mean, he was ready to rock at the end of the year, and he just never was used because his backups just kicked ass. So that's what happens, man. I mean, look what happened to Romo. You get hurt, and your backup does well, you'll be forgotten. What do I think is going to happen with Romo? The Lord knows, man. What I think is going to happen is he's going to get his outright release, giving him the power and ability to sign anywhere he wants. And he's linked right now to Houston and Denver, two AFC teams. We do play Denver next year in Denver, so that would be a story. And, of course, they'd probably put that on fucking opening weekend or make it a Sunday nighter or just build it up as much as they possibly can. But, I did write down that I wanted to talk about the Colin Kaepernick issue. It's not that I want to bring light to it, because I think he's a piece of shit for what he did last year, but the fact that he's now on record saying, okay, I'll stand during a national anthem. Why is he doing that, everybody? Has he changed his ways? Has he changed his outlook on this country? No, he's unemployed. He opted out of his 49er contract, so now he's like, oh shit, I need a job. Last year, it was easy for him to do that because he was employed, and he had a contract, and he had money coming in, so he can do whatever he wants. Now, he doesn't have a home. And you know no NFL team is going to take a chance on a guy that, A, his skill set has gone down, but B, is bringing the circus with him. It's just stupid. So, yeah, he's being smart right now by saying, oh, no, I'm good. America rules. Like, he just wants to cash in. And you know what? I think it's going to be the Jets. And if it's not the Jets, I think it's going to be the Bears. There's a lot of cool moving parts in the NFL, and we'll get more into the NFL talk as the NFL obviously gets into their offseason and free agents start to make moves and trades happen and the draft comes up, and maybe I'll do a live draft party again like I did a couple years ago. There's a lot of cool shit happening. So, again, don't know how long I've been going. There's been a lot of cool shit on this episode. Again, congratulations to Kevin, Mo, and Fala for their Impact Wrestling debuts. Congratulations to Kevin for being there and getting signed for 2 years. Congratulations to pro wrestling as a whole. I think this is a really hot start to the year. We're only in March, and it's just the sky's the limit. Orlando is like 23 days away. I'm very excited about that. Excited to hang out with my boys and just be all things wrestling for a couple of days and get away from real life for a little while, because sometimes that's what you need. And right now, as I said, I've been sitting here talking to you guys for like an hour, and it's already made me feel better about the day. You know, the day was going pretty shitty. And it's only because some people just don't understand what I have to do to try to get my name out there. And if it's to shut down other people close to you, that's what has to happen. And unfortunately, you know, it just happens. And I try to adjust, and I try to split my time and all this other shit, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. And that's the end of it. I'll do as good as I can when it comes to measuring out my time. I'm not trying to shut down my friends. I just had a great night with my friends, which why we wound up in Carteret, New Jersey at 2:30 in the morning is beyond any recognition whatsoever. I do not understand it. I'll never do it again. And it was only because my one friend was drunk and he was just like, let's just go here, let's just go there, let's just go there. We're doing like this circle around Woodbridge Township, and it was just awful. I mean, there was one guy comes up to me and my buddy Joe, and he's pointing to his waistband like he's strapped. And I'm like, am I going to get shot tonight? Is this what a way to go, right? Like, episode 10 coming up, and then it never airs because I'm dead. So, I mean, it's mind-numbing how people can carry themselves the way they do. I mean, this dude had his pants to the floor. I'm talking, his waistband was behind his kneecap. And I'm just like, how does one walk out of the house and say, you know what? I look good today. Like, I can't even do that. I'm dressed proper. I don't think I ever look good. And you walk out like that, and the girls that show up there at 2:30 in the morning from Carteret in t-shirts and sweatpants and shit, like, what are you even trying to do? I'm with a bunch of attractive ladies. I'm talking every single girl that was with us that night was a smoke show, and all of a sudden these people come in like just looking like hell. It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. Lesson learned. I'm not going to do that anymore. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Episode 10. We are now 10% to 100. So we will continue to do good things. It'll improve as time goes on, I promise. And thank you so, so much for all your support. Download this. Subscribe to this. Please leave a 5-star rating. You know what? I'm not even going to pressure you to leave 5-star rating. Leave a rating. Or just not one star, because that would suck. But thank you guys for subscribing. Follow me on Facebook. Facebook.com/Destruction101. Follow me on Twitter, @DaveSturch. Follow me on Instagram, @DaveDestruction. And follow me on the old Snapper Chat, @DaveDestruction2. I'm on that a lot. I like to leave positive messages and you know, contact people and network myself that way. You can find me on LinkedIn, @DavidSturchio, Sturchio. I know it's kind of risky to throw all my information out there, but I'm trying to make it here, folks. So if I have to break the whole I'm not destruction anymore, I'll do that too. So, yeah. So anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week. Please be sure to check out www.WrestlePROOnline.com for your tickets. Get there Saturday night. It's going to be a blasty blast. And Sunday, get involved with the BBWF. Now, Friends of WrestlePros. I almost said the Ryback, like I'm fucking retarded. Ryback will be there. Robbie E will be there. Who else? There was one other guy. Shit. Brian Cage, maybe? Damn, I can't remember. But support Mark Haggerty and support the BBWF on Sunday in North Plainfield. You can check out all the social media. Look up BBWF on Facebook. And yeah, thank you guys again for supporting. And I will see you all next week.